Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Victory in Jesus, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled In the Eye of the Storm, from 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8.
He made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in my Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me, oh, I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Well, I heard about a big old mansion. He's built for me up in glory. And I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels shouting and your redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there that song of victory. Oh, victory in my Jesus, my Savior forever. Well, He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Oh, victory in my Jesus, my Savior forever. He
praise God.
Me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
I don't know about you, but I'm certainly glad today that we've got victory, and that victory is in the Lord. We're going to go back and sing that chorus through a couple more times. Lift up your voice. We've got reason to praise Him today. Preacher, I'm going through a storm. I've got good news for you. In the eye of the storm is the victor, the Lord Jesus Christ, and He wants to bring victory to you today. Maybe you're going through some valleys. Maybe you're going through some shadows. Maybe you're going through some hard places, tough times. But I'm encouraging you today. You've got a God on your side. And the Word says, if God then be for you, who can be against you, church? Hallelujah. So let's go back and sing that chorus through again. Lift up your voice in praise today. And may we today glorify His name, for He is worthy, amen, to be praised amongst His people, amen. Oh, victory in my Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. Oh, He loved me, yeah, I knew Him, is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory in my Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Praise the Lord. I will not forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always. God is with you in the eye of the storm. And when we're facing the weeping of the storms that we're facing today, you know, listen, that's one you can always count on, because He's a God who's always there. Amen. Hallelujah. The decisions you make will determine today whether you will be a victim or be a victor. Amen. The first thing, that was the introduction. But the good news is the message is short. Some of y'all look at me and your jaw just dropped to the floor. Push that thing back up. It'll be all right. Amen. I'm not going to keep you long. I'm just trying to work you up an appetite. Amen. The first thing David did was encourage himself in the Lord. And in verse 6 of 1 Samuel 30, the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. See, it gets personal now. He just didn't say, well, God's in heaven, and I got a God. No, he said, in the Lord, his God. Meaning David strengthened himself in the Lord. When he encouraged himself, that word encourage, if you look at a biblical connotation of it, it means that David strengthened himself in the Lord. The decisions you make in the storm will determine today, you know, whether you come through the storm triumphant or tragically. Amen. David encouraged himself. He strengthened himself in the Lord. And Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is your strength today. Psalm 26 and 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Do you hear that? I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song I will praise Him. See, weeping may be necessary, but let me tell you what, it's not the final message God has for you. Secondly, today we look at this five thing about the eye of the storm. We see, how did David encourage himself in the eye of the storm? Three quick bullets for you. One is this: David encouraged himself in God and not man. Men will fail you. People will fail you. God never fails you. Secondly, today, David encouraged himself by remembering God's past deliverances. He remembered the things and the places. Do you remember? Have you been through some stuff this morning? Come on, church. Have you been through some stuff this morning? Have you faced some storms in the past? Have you gone through some difficult days? Have you been in some valleys? Have you been in some dark places? Somebody said amen. Amen. I tell you, I have been there, but I tell you one thing. I've got a God who's right there with me. Amen. He doesn't just push you in the storm and say, I'll maybe see you on the other side. Hallelujah. He brings you through. He carries you through. He just doesn't let you get through. He brings you through what you're going through. Amen. And then thirdly today, I find that he gives us this encouragement. David encouraged himself by knowing God was in control of his life. Amen. Do you know that God's in control of your life? David said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? He said, hope thou in God. And so, folks, Paul said this, if God is for you, who can be against you? Now, when the world thinks the storm has defeated you, which the world gloats in that, God says He will use the storm to strengthen you. So God has not called you to whine. Some of y'all like wine and cheese, don't you? You like to whine all the time. I don't mean you're drinking wine. Don't, for God's sakes, don't get away from me with that. You like to whine about everything that's wrong. We spend more time about talking about what's wrong than we talk about the God who is right. Amen. Stop whining all the time and start rejoicing in the Lord your God. The second thing David did was to inquire of the Lord. David sought the Lord. When you don't know what to do, I'm glad God does. Amen. When you don't know what to do, call on the answer. Call on the Lord, because He's always there. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Third, the last thing, the church said, I thought God would. David took action. It's good to inquire of the Lord. It's wonderful to get answers. But that answer is fruitless unless you act upon it. You've got to act upon the answer that God gives you. God's blessings are attached to your willingness to obey His Word. Did you hear that? Let me repeat it to you. God's blessings are attached to your willingness to obey His Word. Jesus faced that storm at the cross, friend. A storm that involved and entailed eternity. A storm that included your trials. A storm that included the sicknesses that you go through. A storm today that included the troubles and the travails that life often brings to us. But hallelujah, Jesus conquered the storm. Nailed to the cross. Hung there for all humanity. And even in the time of the storm, He cries out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And then He yielded up the ghost and He died. They took the body of Jesus down. Of course, Satan rejoiced. He said, "The storm is over. The victory is ours. We have won." But something echoed in the hearts of those who had walked with Jesus. "I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again." His life. They put Him in a tomb that was borrowed. 1, 2, 3 days went by. But on the third day, the stone rolled away. Oh, let me tell you, friend. That storm was settled at Calvary. Our victory was given through the resurrection. And in whatever you're in today, there's hope. Because we've got a God who was in the eye of the storm, who hung on the cross, who won that victory. And today, He's giving you life eternal with Him. And even though you go through the storms of life, you'll get through it. Because you've got a God who's on your side. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. You can come today and receive the peace in the storms that you're facing. Let's bow your head for a moment. Carlton, I'm in a storm right now. Let's be honest with each other. I won't embarrass you. I won't humiliate you. I won't come and drag you to an altar. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Carlton, I'm in a storm right now. Pray for me. Pray for me. Would you raise your hand right now? Let's cross the church. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Come on. Praise. Lift your hand if you're in the storm. You may put them down. Let me ask you one other question. How many of you today, maybe you're here and you've never received Him into your heart and your life? See, your storm today could be the fact that you're lost and God wants to save you. I won't hurt you and I'll do nothing to offend you. I just want to pray for you. Preacher, I don't know that I'm saved today and I don't have that blessed assurance. It's going to take you something to do this. So take a little grit from you to raise your hand and say, "Pray for me. I need to be born again. Pray for me right now." Would you, Pastor? Would you slip your hand up right now? Anyone in this congregation? Anyone in this church right now? Preacher, I don't know that I know Christ as my personal Savior. Pray for me. Pray for me. Now, I know today that Satan may be telling you, "Don't raise that hand." And maybe you didn't. But I'm going to stand right here next to this plant, right in front of this pulpit. And today, if you've never asked Christ into your heart and your life, would you come to me? Just come up here and I'll take a moment and pray with you.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K. @AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.